Your name?
Alan Page.
Alan Page, I'm putting the same 10 questions to each of the candidates for the at-large council race. Question one, D.C.'s top income tax bracket begins at $40,000, so someone making $400,000 or $4 million pays the same tax rate as someone making far less. Are you in favor of taxing the district's highest income earners in order to avoid further cuts to safety net services?
Absolutely. If you look at alanpagedc.com, I can just stand up straight. Okay. If you look on my website, alanpagedc.com, I explain at length that, yes, I do support a 1% increase on income 200,000 above, and to use that, and I propose using that funding to maintain our social safety net.
Question two, what are your thoughts on former Chancellor Michelle Rhee's so-called school reform?
I think that she had a vision and her heart was in the right place, but I think in execution she failed. One of the key problems is the design of testing of the testing that is relied upon. A good part of the program is that there are 5 unannounced site visits. I think that's a good neutral way of measuring what's occurring in the classroom as far as a teacher's actual ability to instruct. But measuring student performance by standardized testing, to me, is somewhat questionable. There are issues involved with questions involving cultural relativity. Just a very quick example, when I took the SAT, I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana, and one of the questions involved knowing the definition of an Anderon. Anderon's a fireplace tool, being born in a city that where the average temperature is around 85 degrees. I never had any experience with fireplaces. So, I mean, this is one example of the type of cultural relativity you see in some of these standardized tests that don't actually measure intelligence, but measure certain cultural experiences.
Question number three, do you support Walmart's attempt to bring 4 stores to the District of Columbia?
No, I do not, for multiple reasons. When Walmarts enter into local economies, they depress wages. They're a killer of small businesses, and our local businesses are our largest, a major employer here in the district. They're currently the defendant in the largest sex discrimination suit in history. They have a history of abusing their workers' rights as far as overtime and things of that nature. So, I'm generally opposed to Walmart. Right now what we're facing is basically a situation where they've already purchased some of the land involved. One of the sites is on public land, and I think that's where we have the strongest case to push for certain accommodations from Walmart. But I am generally opposed to them, but I do think we should if they are coming, we definitely need to fight to make sure that they pay a living wage to their workers, possibly pass a big box law for stores with 70,000 square feet or more, and make sure that they pay their workers a living wage, and so that we don't have to subsidize Walmart by paying Medicaid to workers who are so poorly paid they can't afford their own health care.
Question number four, D.C. taxicab fares are some of the lowest in the country. Would you be in support of making D.C. fares competitive with neighboring jurisdictions?
It's a tough issue because on one hand, you've got taxicab drivers who are owner-operators, who are basically middle-class people, small business people, who said they were squeezed when the taxicab system was changed from zone to meter. Right, so, and I understand their plight, but then again, also you have a huge population in the city that is indigent and essentially would have a hard time paying those fares. But I would say that since we have the alternative of public transportation, that I'm open to considering the issue.
Question number five: what is your position on the recently introduced taxicab medallion legislation?
I'm opposed to that because I think that a medallion system would basically cut out the small owner operator from participating in the taxicab industry because when you release a limited number of medallions that are needed in order to operate a taxicab in the district, you essentially create a system of supply and demand where the limited number of medallions causes the price of medallions to go so high that they're outside the reach of the typical owner-operator. And I think that will eviscerate the owner-operator culture in the district and lead to a small handful of companies controlling the taxi cab industry, and it's no good. It's happened in other cities. We've seen it. The people have seen it occur, and I don't think that's good for the district.
Question number six. D.C. council members are the second highest paid city council in the country, according to a report by the Pew Charitable Trust. Yet in addition to their $125,000 council salary, council members are able to earn outside income. If elected, will you commit to foregoing any additional income and stick to just your council salary?
Yes, I am. And I also think that council members should serve full-time. It should be a full-time job, and there should be no outside jobs allowed for council people to avoid, council persons, to avoid the appearance of impropriety or influence.
Question number seven, what is your position on the HPV vaccine, which is mandated for sixth grade girls in the District of Columbia and Virginia and nowhere else in the U.S.?
Oh, thank you very much.
Extremely touchy issue. Because there are, I've heard some stories about possible health complications from this vaccine. I understand the health value in the sense that in the long term, I believe it reduces incidence of a certain form of cancer, the name of which I am blanking on right now.
Cervical cancer.
Thank you.
Allegedly.
So I understand the value in that sense, but I am generally opposed to mandating health choices for any part of the population. I understand the need to provide incentives to the public to take certain vaccines, which may have a beneficial health result. But quite frankly, if we don't make adults do it, I don't think we should make children do it. And there's no reason to impose this on sensitive populations, particularly when parents don't have an opt-out for this vaccine, mandatory vaccine regulation.
Question number eight. What is your position?
Oh, I'm sorry. One more thing. I'm sorry. Also, I have to note also the pharmaceutical industry regularly lobbies to try to get vaccines and things of this nature to be utilized in a mandatory fashion in order to boost their profits, and that also was a concern.
Question number eight. What is your position on statehood versus voting rights for the District of Columbia?
I'm pro-statehood. I'm D.C. Statehood Green Party. The situation with getting voting rights, particularly the prior Voting Act that was proposed in the House, is that as Congress gives, Congress can take it away, and the one thing they can't take away is statehood. So we can get statehood through an act of Congress. The Congress in 1846 changed the borders of the district to retrocede part of Southwest Washington, Virginia. And they, under the district clause, have the right to alter the shape of the district as long as it does not exceed 10 miles square. And I think that if we can get our 218 House members and 51 senators on board with an act of Congress to give a statehood, we need to pursue statehood, full statehood all the way. Thank you.
Question number nine. Did you vote for Adrian Fenty in the recent mayoral election?
No.
Question number 10. Is there anything you'd care to add?
Statehood is a key way for freedom in D.C. Right now, Congress is essentially treating D.C. like a petri dish. And anytime anyone comes into Congress and has an idea that they want to experiment us on, whether or not it's forcing us not to be able to use our public funds generated by district residents to provide reproductive health services to women, or to intercede in our gun rights through the Ensign Amendment. Unfortunately, we lost the Supreme Court case, but in all areas, we need full autonomy. And quite frankly, we've basically essentially been a colony for, since the inception of the district. And we need a full state.
Thanks, Alan Page.
Yep.